Well, the world's eyes will be on New York later today when the seized Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro will appear in court along with his wife. Our global security reporter Yvonne Murray, who's there, told us what to expect.
Yes, around lunchtime today, the Maduros will appear in a southern Manhattan court, a federal court, where they're facing drugs charges. This is the first in what's likely to be a very long legal process. The charges that they're facing range from really they're all to do with drug trafficking and the conspiracy to commit drug crimes, and taken together amount to charges that could carry decades really worth of sentencing. It's expected that it will be quite a short hearing today, and the Maduros are likely to enter a plea of not guilty, but it could be quite some time before they appear again before a jury.
They are being held at a Metropolitan Detention Center, which is a federal facility in Brooklyn. And that particular center has been described in the past as hell on earth. Why? What's it like?
That's right. Conditions at this particular detention center are said to be dire, according to independent groups who assess this kind of thing. And it's there have been cases where judges have actually ruled for defendants not to spend any time there because it has such an appalling reputation. It has housed some pretty well-known, high-profile defendants in the past. The Rapinoe's P. Diddy, Sean Combs, also Ghislaine Maxwell, and in fact Luigi Mangione, who was accused of shooting the CEO of the United Healthcare.
Also in New York later today, Yvonne, there will be an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council called in response to the events of the weekend. What can be expected to happen there?
Yes, this is a very interesting meeting, Audrey, because this will be the first time, obviously, that the UN Security Council, obviously the UN's highest decision-making body, will gather to discuss the events over the weekend. It's an emergency session called by Colombia with the backing of Russia and China, and those are key Venezuelan allies. And we can expect from the US side, the US ambassador to the UN, Mike Waltz, will be mounting a pretty robust defense of US actions over the weekend. He was doing interviews yesterday when he was discussing how it amounts to self-defense on the part of the United States, referencing things like the drugs and the thugs, in his words, that the Maduros had brought into the United States. He will, of course, be subject to pretty widespread condemnation from most members of the Security Council. But I think what's going to be really interesting to see is how the Europeans react, particularly those other permanent members of the Council, France and the UK also carry vetoes on the Security Council. And given that there has been the issue of Greenland raised again last night and hinting again from the US side that that may be on the list as well, there's a potential for today's meeting to take on a huge amount of tension, especially given that Denmark is on the Security Council at the moment.
Well, yes, and because there was a recent interview with the Atlantic magazine, Donald Trump said, "We absolutely need Greenland." And of course, we remember going back to the very early days of his second presidency, he talked about wanting Greenland and taking Greenland essentially from Denmark. What has Denmark's reaction been to all of this?
Well, Denmark's reaction was, again, robust yesterday. The Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, issued a statement saying that really, for the first time, explicitly telling the US to back off effectively. She said that there was no need for the US to make threats against its NATO ally, given that they have this security alliance. The US has access to Greenland, but it is part of sovereign territory, and the US needed to cease making threats against it. Since then, other countries in the area, Finland, Sweden, have backed the Danish Prime Minister. And I think it's a moment where we are now seeing the Europeans beginning to take the threats that, as you say, Donald Trump has been making for quite some time, a lot more seriously. And that's why I think at this morning's meeting at the Security Council, we could see a lot stronger rhetoric potentially coming from the European side.
Yvonne Murray, our global security reporter, talking to us from New York. It's 7:31. This is Morning Ireland, and Kate is here with the latest news.